Hello, everyone. Now we've come to number 5, Jesus Comes Alive Again prayer meditation. It's been 3 days since Jesus died. And today, it's Easter Day. We're going to think about what happened to Jesus after he died on the cross. You see, some friends buried Jesus' body in a cave and put a big stone in front of it to stop people from coming in. Jesus' friends were all very sad. They missed him. He'd been so good to them, and they loved him. And some of them were even crying. Well, close your eyes now, and in your imagination, see yourself sitting in a big room with some of Jesus' friends. The doors of the room are locked because Jesus' friends are afraid, because they are not sure about what happened to Jesus. Everyone is still very sad, as it's only 3 days since they last saw Jesus, and they think they're never going to see him again. But now you hear someone knocking on the door, shouting for Peter. It's a woman's voice. Peter goes and unlocks the door. The woman looks very happy. She starts talking very loud and fast. Oh, Peter, she says, Peter, Jesus isn't dead anymore. I went to the cemetery before the sun was up, and the cave where Jesus was buried in, the stone has been moved away. And it's empty. I saw a man nearby and I asked him if he knew who had taken Jesus' body away. It was still a little dark. I couldn't see the man's face very well. I thought he was the gardener, you see. But you know, he walked right over to me and he said, Mary. I looked up and it was Jesus, alive, smiling at me. Well, you look at Peter. He stopped crying. He speaks quickly to one of his friends called John. Then Peter and John run out of the house and go across town. You run after them. When you get to the cemetery, you see that the woman Mary was telling the truth. Jesus isn't in the cave. He's alive and walking around somewhere. My goodness. Just stop for a minute. Let's go into your quiet heart room. Jesus is right there with you. Have a look at him. Move in closely and feel his arms around you. He has changed, you know. He's got happy joy in his eyes. Tell Jesus how glad you are that he didn't stay dead. Feel happy to be with him. And hear Jesus tell you that he will never die again. He will always be alive and living inside your heart. And you can come to him at any time, knowing that he's always there for you. And Jesus tells you that nobody ever stays dead forever. Whenever people that we love die, it's not the end. Jesus takes them to heaven to live with him. And honestly, they're waiting there for us to come and be happy with them and Jesus forever and ever. That's what Easter's all about. Keep quiet for a while. Be with Jesus. Let him help your heart learn about dying and then living again. If it's hard to understand, remember that Jesus is taking care of it. Everything will be all right. Trust in God. and feel Jesus' hand on your head. He's giving you a blessing. Just before you leave your heart room. That feels so good. So open your eyes and come back. Sometime today, Easter Day, think about how Jesus and you talk together. And when you think about it, remember, Jesus is alive forever, and be glad. It's his promise that someday you and every one of us will live forever with him in heaven. Happy Easter, everyone. Goodbye.